Now through the middle of the ice, it's Boyle. Makes the move on Ferentz. Crosses the line. Drop pass. And it's Mikotic. Shoots. Score! What a snapper by Milan Mikotic. And a tremendous play by Dan Boyle. The drop pass to Mikotic. The snapshot is in. The Sharks are up 3-2 with 12:32 to play.
Milan Mihalik putting the Sharks in front against Boston. One of the team's four third-period goals. Dan Ruzanowski, the call on 98.5 KFOX in San Jose. The Sharks rallied for a 5-2 win, ending the Bruins' streak of 65 games with at least a point when leading after two periods. Jason Arnott scored Nashville's only goal in a 4-1 loss to Dallas. He joined Jeff Courtnell as the only players in NHL history to score 75 goals for each of four different teams. His 76th goal for the Preds was a bit more important.
Sullivan trying to get it, put it right in front. Back in try! Arnott scores! Jason Arnott scores to tie it up at 19:57. And mayhem erupts at the Somme Center. A backhanded swipe. That was the last gasp. And it goes in the net.
Pete Weber, the call on 104.5 The Zone in Nashville as Arnott sent the game to overtime and the Predators ended up edging St. Louis 4-3 in a shootout. Late heroics by Antti Mietinen in Minnesota. Bob Kurtz, the call on 830 WCCO in Minnesota as the Wild nip Colorado 3-2. Ottawa is trying to turn things around and their big names are leading the way.
Now Vermette beats Spezza. Spezza gains a flyer line going wide on the left side, waiting for some help here. Needs a trailer. They score! Danny Heatley! What a rockety rip! Second of the night for Heatley. Spezza found the trailer. Danny Heatley. And as he crossed the flyer line, oh, did he let that one rip?
Dave Schreiber, the call on the team 1200 in Ottawa as Danny Heatley's 24th of the season was part of a 5-2 win over Philadelphia and helped the Senators extend their winning streak to three games. The Sens are the last team this season to post three consecutive victories. Sometimes experience makes all the difference in the world.
Roberts muscles his way to the puck left corner. He'll throw it in front for Stamkos, who curls back left circle. Back at the right point, Emminger. Steve Emminger shoots, block, rebound right back to him, right point. Shoots again. Score! Score! Letterman deflected in front by Gary Roberts! Have broken the tie. It's 1-0 Tampa Bay.
Dave Mishkin on 620 WDAE, the sports animal in Tampa, as Gary Roberts did indeed tip it in to give the Lightning a 1-0 win over the Islanders. At 42 years, Roberts is now the oldest player in league history to score the only goal in a 1-0 game. The goalies are getting it done.
Carolina with full control, stall on the far side, feeds over to the point. The Babchuk swatted away from him, back to Whitney here in the near side. He spins away from Peltonen and centers it right on the front pad. Saved by Thomas Vokoun. Oh, he just robbed Whitney off the side of the net.
Thomas Vokoun stopping Ray Whitney as Florida blanked Carolina 5-0. Randy Moeller the call on 790 The Ticket in Miami. The 42 saves by Vokoun are the most in any of his 29 career shutouts. Scott Clemenson has done more than fill in for the injured Martin Brodeur in New Jersey.
The Devils will control. No, miscommunication kept alive by the Rangers. Moving in is Betts, has it on the backhand. Save made by Clemenson.
Matt Laughlin the call on WFAN in New York as Clemenson whitewashed the Rangers for his first shutout of the season. It was Clemenson's 23rd win of the campaign and his first shutout since March of 2004. Incidentally, the last time any Devils goalie other than Brodeur has posted a clean sheet. No player in the league has been hotter than Washington blue liner Mike Green, who has goals in seven straight games, tying the NHL record for goal scoring streak by a defenseman. Steve Colby had the call on Federal News Radio in Washington.
On the near wing, Alex Ovechkin. Ovechkin at the half wall, working across the ice. Green cutting in, fire, score! There it is! Goals in seven consecutive games for Capitals defenseman Mike Green, and the Capitals have a 3-2 lead at Madison Square Garden.
I'm Joe Tolleson for NHL Radio.